Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gamet. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And we're doing another intimate episode. We don't do this very often, but here we are. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great. So glad to be here. Yeah, this is going to be fun. We've done shows just the two of us before, and why not? Let's do it today.
Right. It's, you know, some days you have to go with the quality team, right?
Yes.
So
This
thank
is
you for
true.
letting me be in with you, Mr. Quality Team. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so everyone else is actually, I think, traveling
Yes.
today. So Chuck, Patrice, I hope that you're having completely mundane travels. That's the best way to have them.
That's for sure.
Yep. All right. Well, I guess we should probably talk a little bit of news.
There was a little bit of it this week.
A little bit of it. And thanks to you, we actually know what we should talk about.
Yes, we do.
So for everyone that doesn't know, Dave lets us crib from his show notes from In Touch with iOS. So we have everything we need just right here, ready to go. So thank you for doing the heavy lifting, Dave.
No problem.
All right. Well, I think the obvious thing for us to talk about first is Apple's quarterly earnings report.
Yep.
That's kind of an obligatory thing. And, there we go. Actually, the link I dropped in was the Mac Rumors one. I should probably put
Six colors.
The six colors link instead.
Jason Snell rocks.
It's amazing what Jason's been doing.
Yeah.
So what Jason's been doing with all of his charts and insight on Apple's earnings reports, he's been doing it so long. This is something that he did back at Macworld, even. And now it's the go-to place, I feel, when you want earnings report information about Apple. Well, let me put the missing part of the sentence in there. Six colors is the place that I feel like you should go now. It's the go-to for all
It
this
really is.
information. So we've got it. All right. So, here's the high level overview. Q1 for 2025, which is the holiday buying quarter. So that's October, November, December of 2024. And let's see. So we had 56% of revenue came from iPhones, 21% from services. Wearables is 9%, Mac is 7%, and iPad is 7%. So iPhone is still the largest portion of Apple's earnings, but services keeps growing.
Crazy.
Yeah. Let's see. So total revenue was $124.3 billion for a quarter. Holy crap. It's just so much money. And their profit was $36.3 billion, which gives them, let's see, their gross margin is 46.9%. And yeah, so total profit for products is definitely going up. Services is steadily increasing. And year over year, 4% increase in revenue. But of course, the analysts found doom and gloom in all of this. I mean, another record-breaking quarter, a record-breaking first quarter. And yet, they're like, oh, but Apple's got trouble because iPhone sales were down.
Oh,
And now,
no.
right? Let's see. I'm trying to find it. Here we go. Okay. So year over year, iPhone revenue is down 1%.
That's just going to break the bank for Apple. It's doomed.
Right? Yeah. And in our live chat, the third, hi, the third is agreeing. To quote, Apple is doomed.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Dave, I would love to get your take on Apple's earnings report.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing is with iPhone, it was the iPhone 16 had some really good sales. They came around and surpassed what the iPhone 15 did. So all in all, I think it's a good product. But I mean, yeah, a lot of the pundits are saying that well, hey, you got to come up with some new innovations for the iPhone. I mean, no, they're doing that, but we know Apple takes their time with it. I mean, look at the Vision Pro. The Vision Pro is actually one year old as of today. As or actually this I think it's tomorrow as we or, as a recording. So, and they're continuing on with that product. So, I think the biggest thing that stood out, which you hadn't mentioned yet, is the 16% increase in sales over the Mac, and that's just astounding. I mean, we've always known that the Mac overall in the industry, you've got Dell, you have HP, you have Acer, you have ASUS, all those big brands with their PCs. But the PC sales have just kind of just leveled out. They're just not really doing much. We talked about it with Dell. Dell actually changed their branding. I deal with in the corporate here. We're going to start have to buy the new models. I have to buy a Dell Pro Max. Where did those names come from?
I don't know.
So, but it's great to see at Macs are doing real well. I think what really influenced the Mac sales is the fact that they added the faster processors. They're staying on top of keeping it fresh. I know, us as Apple geeks, I guess you could say, we would notice the M4 processor. Most common people who buy laptops probably will notice nothing, but like I'm using the M3 MacBook Air, which is the latest model, and it's an amazing machine for its price. So I think Apple's gotten really smart because they're always on the high end of the market, which is fine. The MacBook Pro is expensive. You can go anywhere from $1,400, $1,500 all the way up to $4,000 or $5,000. Because I see it all the time buying the need for a 16-inch MacBook Pro M4 Max. That's going to put you out at least $4,000, but that's for a professional. So I think that they're finally leveling it out into the marketplace. That the Mac is looking really good. Same thing with the iPad. It's gonna actually take some time as far as it's going, but it's got 7% up increased sales. So that's really so we can go across the board, but I'd like to hear what you think.
Well, I shared a lot of what I think last night on In Touch with iOS, and my first big takeaway from looking at the numbers is that Tim Cook is really smart with the way he's running the company.
I have to step away for a second. Sorry.
That's right. Well, I will talk to everyone else while you're gone. Anyhow, so. My big takeaway was that Tim Cook is really smart with the way he's running the company, and you look to the services to see that. There's no reason to believe that the iPhone will always be the dominant product for Apple. There was a time when it wasn't, and there will be a time again when it is not. And so that's just a thing. And Tim Cook gets that. So he's been working on making sure that there are other revenue streams so that as iPhone sales dip, either just for a quarter or as a long-term thing, there's something else that's picking up where the iPhone will leave off. And that's services. So, Tim is planning long term for Apple's future, and you can look at services to see where that new revenue is going to be coming from. So good on Tim and good on Apple for doing that. And I'd like to see the increase in iPad sales and Mac sales, and I think we can attribute the new processors going into machines for those sales. And I don't think we need to be concerned about the fact that iPhone sales have dipped overall just a tiny, tiny bit year over year. I think as Apple AI rolls out to more areas, we'll see more of the general public getting interested in having devices that support that. And for some people, that'll be, oh, I want to have all of the summaries that you get for messages that are coming in. For other people, it'll be, I want to do Genmoji, and that's all totally valid. And it's a sign that Apple gets that they can target multiple audiences with the same feature. Excuse me. So there you go. And it looks like we lost Dave. So it's just me for now. And that's okay. We'll just kind of roll with it, and maybe Dave will be able to join us, or maybe it's suddenly the Jeff Solo show. Either way, we're still using Dave's notes. All right, so there's another thing that I wanted to make sure we all get to talk about today, and that's Tim Cook saying that there's a lot of innovation left for the iPhone. And if you look at what a lot of I guess pundits are saying, the iPhone is stagnant, it hasn't changed in forever, Apple's not innovating. And I think for a lot of these people, what that means is they haven't seen Apple make a foldable phone, or they haven't seen Apple make a new iPhone that's as revolutionary as the original iPhone was. And you know what? That's not going to happen, because that's not how the product cycles work. And Apple's not going to roll out a foldable phone until it's time or it's appropriate. So I'm actually not holding my breath for a foldable iPhone. I think we'll get a foldable iPad first. But Tim is saying that there is a lot of innovation left for the future of the iPhone. And when Tim says things like that, you have to read between the lines. And what Tim is saying is that Apple is doing a lot of things for future models. They're working on new features. And so we will be seeing new things coming to the iPhone that will enhance the device, and it will be innovation. However, we will have the cranky pants people saying no, it's not, because it still looks like the same iPhone we've had before. I know we can't please everyone. Excuse me. Isn't this great? You people are stuck with just me. All right, let's hit a little bit more news. Here's the news that I wish we could have had Ben with us for, because he's the game guy, and I will just give everyone I guess it's the fair warning, the disclaimer. I'm not the gamer person, and in fact, my gaming rig up until what a year ago was an original Wii, and the one that you have the little things the sticks you hold in your hand, and you have to put the sensor on top of your TV, and love that thing. And I finally bought a Switch. And what do I play on it? Lego Star Wars Skywalker Saga. So that gives you the baseline for just how much of a gamer I am. And excuse me. You know what? I'm sorry about my throat. This is what happens when you lick cats. You get hairballs. Anyhow, so where was I? Oh, right. I was talking about another story. All right. So the one that I wanted Ben here for, but he couldn't join us today, and that's that Vision Pro is getting over 2,000 games thanks to NVIDIA GeForce Now support. So One of the places that we have seen a deficit in Vision Pro content is the gaming space. And that's something that Ben has brought up a lot. And that's being addressed, at least to a degree. So NVIDIA is saying that their gaming service, GeForce Now, it's a cloud-based service, that's coming to Vision Pro soon. And we don't know what soon really means. Oh, no, we do know what it means. Okay, people, here's a problem. I should actually read all of the article's content before I start talking about them. So then I can make it sound like I actually know what I'm doing. And instead, well, you get this. Sorry. All right. So the support is actually there for GeForce Now on Vision Pro. Yeah. I would have known that if I'd actually read the whole article. Go me. So anyhow, yeah, that means that that Vision Pro users have access to GeForce Now games, 4K, 120 frames per second, ultra wide, all of the stuff that you want. Supports game pads, and with over 2,000 titles available. What that tells me is that we now finally have a legit gaming platform on Vision Pro. And guess what? You don't have to deal with just me anymore because Dave Ginsberg is joining us again. I can't wait to see how long he can hang out this time. Dave, you're here to save everyone, aren't you? Because they were having to deal with just me.
Sorry about that.
Oh no, that's all right. You're a man of value and high importance,
I am.
and so
I hope it
we're
doesn't happen again, but it could. Just warning you.
yeah, okay. So everyone, fair warning, there's a possibility you may get stuck with just me again. So Dave, what you missed is that I wrapped up the earnings report thing. I talked about Tim Cook saying there's new innovation coming to the iPhone. We talked about the problems that I have with a cloggy throat from licking cats and getting hairballs. And now we're talking about the NVIDIA GeForce thing. And here's the awesome part. And this is even after you and I talked about this last night on In Touch with iOS. I didn't realize until after I said we don't know when it will be available, that it's already available. And it's a whole sentence right there, all by itself, separated from everything else in the article. This is the quality you get, people.
It is.
So, anyhow, Dave, I've just been rattling on about Tim Cook, NVIDIA and hairballs. So maybe your take on the GeForce Now announcement.
I think it's a great thing for the gaming community. Again, I'm not a gamer. You do some gaming, so it's nice to see that that there's going to be some environment for the gamers out there to use the Vision Pro. Again, are these gamers $3,500 users? That's remains to be seen, but you'd be surprised. Some of these professional gamers make some serious money, and they probably would like to do something like this and may even stream it on Twitch while they're doing it, which is a possibility. But I think, yeah, NVIDIA was smart to get into this market. I know NVIDIA's stock has been taken of a tumble just because of that DeepLink the debacle.
Oh, right, DeepSeek.
DeepSeek, I'm sorry. But I think this is going to be something to see because when they announced their new GeForce systems, it was a cool thing. So yeah, I think for Vision Pro, it's a pretty amazing thing. So.
Hold on. I came up with the show title idea, so I'm writing it down. It's completely inappropriate, though. How does this sound for a potential show title today? Jeff has hairballs.
Yeah, no, that's okay. You've done that before.
Actually, we probably have actually used that as a show title already, so I'll have to come up with something else. All right, so then my take on this is that this will not, in fact, be a single driver for Vision Pro sales. But when you add it into everything else that's available for Vision Pro and happening with Vision Pro, it makes Vision Pro much more enticing. So this will not directly impact Vision Pro sales, but as part of a cumulative effect, it will help drive up Vision Pro sales. And I
Yes.
know it kind of sounds like I'm contradicting myself there, but it's about having everything that you can do with a Vision Pro that makes it more enticing as a purchase, not one specific thing.
Right.
So this is part of the bigger picture.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's see. We should talk about something else. And actually, this is the anniversary of the original iPad.
That's right. 15 years since the iPad was introduced to us.
Yeah, and I think you have a link in show note in your
I
show
do.
notes about that, maybe.
Yep,
Oh,
I
there it
do.
is. I found it. Yeah. So, did you have the original iPad?
I did. I did have the original iPad. I didn't have the original iPhone. I started with the 3G. I didn't get the first one, which I think I was smart because that phone went obsolete pretty quickly. yeah, I did have it, and I had the iPad, the original iPad, the iPad 2. I mean, I just like I do with all my crazed purchases, I stayed consistent in buying just about every iPad that ever came out, because the second gen iPad was lasted a long time. They had that. They had that in service. It had been at least six, maybe 7 years.
It was a while.
It was a while. But I remember that the first iPad and very vividly. And it ran iOS 5 because iPad OS wasn't a thing back then.
Right.
And, but for its time, it was pretty revolutionary. I mean, they said in the article it said that they sold over 300,000 units in a month after that was released. So it kind of was a thing, during that time. But I've always owned an iPad. I think it's great. There's times I don't use it as often, but when I think about what I own, all these Macs, at least four Macs, an iPad, an iPhone, an Apple Watch, Apple TV, I pretty much have every product you can think of with Apple for the most part. Yeah, the iPad I think was one of the revolutionary things, and I did presentations back in the day on Mac, during Mac Stock, about talking about can your iPad become your full-time computer, and it was starting to be a thought then. I think that was about 5 or 6 years ago, when I'm not probably more than that, 7 years ago probably, when I did that presentation, and it was starting to be a thing. But then people were kind of, I don't know about that. The OS needs, everybody. Everybody has the challenge of iPad OS, and I know if Ben was here, he'd definitely be saying, "Yeah, we want to put Mac OS on the iPad." But it's still kicking. I mean, we saw the sales from this last quarter, and that shows that there's still a lot of interest. Unfortunately, Apple did spend a whole year without releasing a new product, so that was why they didn't have very much. As many sales for all that period of time. But when the M4s came out, that was a good turning point. So even when they introduced the iPad Air, that was a little more economical model, and people didn't want to pay for the Pro model. And to this day, that's still the thing. That's still the case, because that's probably the more popular of the iPads, because you're spending a little more, but you're getting a really good iPad. And they're also being smart in their low end line. The 10th gen still is a very viable iPad. You can get it for sometimes under $300 for an iPad is not bad considering. And then the mini still becoming a thing. We thought that was going to go away. I know you love the mini.
I do.
Have the seventh gen that just came out not too long ago, and it's still very popular to this day. So but yeah, no, it's can't believe it. 15 years time is so flown by, I tell you.
You know, it feels like the iPad isn't nearly that old as a product line, but at the same time, I remember when I got my first iPad, and it feels like it was a lifetime ago. It's
It
I
does seem,
just
yeah.
serious. It feels like it was forever ago, and I remember just that feeling of getting the box, opening the box, and it wasn't like replacing a Mac because I was already familiar with my Macs and getting a new one was cool. Opening this was a completely new experience. And yeah, and it was super cool and I loved that thing. And
Yeah.
my original iPad, my first gen iPad, that's long gone. I sold it and the guy that bought it was super happy to get it. And yeah, I've had a bunch of iPads since then
Me
and
too.
I think I'm due for a new one now
I
because
think.
my iPad Pro, it's the last model before we had the M series. So I'm about due.
Not the one that your battery's dead.
The one that, no, that's an iPad Pro 11 inch.
Okay.
So it actually still, it's the one that has the Touch ID button on it.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, and since it can't run the current iPad OS
Right.
version,
Excuse me.
it's like, well, do I really want to put a new battery in it? But I could use it with controller for HomeKit, and have a whole interface set up for managing everything in my place from a single console. Which would be kind of cool. So maybe I'll do that. Yeah.
Why not?
All right. Man, we're cranking through stuff today.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm looking at show notes. What else should we talk about?
People are loving this.
It's, you know, this is the quality that you're paying for, people. Yeah. Oh, but I notice in the chat room that the third says, if you asked us all 15 years ago what the main use for iPads would be, excuse me, main work device, I think most of us would still have it as a secondary device. Yes, I agree. I think for most people, the iPad makes a great secondary device. I can see how I could make mine, especially if I got a new M4 iPad Pro. I could make it my primary device, but it would actually be really difficult because a lot of the things that I do require stuff that's available just on the Mac, software that I'm using just there. Or I'd have to buy a lot of extra hardware to account for the fact that I can't do certain things with apps directly on the iPad.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking specifically about podcasting. I would not be able to do podcasting the way that I do just from an iPad. Yeah. All right. So, how about that Kendrick Lamar, huh?
Oh, that's so overly exciting, isn't it?
For a specific demographic, it absolutely is.
is.
And for me as someone who follows Apple, I think it's very interesting. But it does cross over into an area that holds very little interest for me,
Right.
and that's US football. Anyhow, so
You love
Kendrick,
sports.
now, see, if Ben was here, he'd be able to jump in
Yes,
and
he would.
totally nerd out on the differences between all the different kinds of footballs. And that would probably make us sound smarter. But Ben's not here, so we'll just have
I
to do what we
know.
can. Okay, so Kendrick Lamar, he's going to be the performing artist at the halftime show for the Super Bowl.
Sponsored by Apple Music.
Sponsored by Apple Music. And so Apple is doing a an additional partnership with him that ties in directly to Vision Pro. So and Dave, am I understanding this right? It's actually a video game that you're playing that uses Kendrick Lamar's music.
I believe so, yes.
So it's a Vision Pro exclusive video game. So I don't know, is it like Beat Saber but on Vision Pro?
I believe so, yes. I have not, I looked at it, and it's going to be some sort of app that you're going to install, and it's going to be like a music, but it's going to be the immersive experience is what that said.
Okay, so clearly, Dave and I are not the target market for this.
No, not really. I'll still
That's
try it only because I got to try everything on the Vision Pro since I have it.
right, of course.
So.
But despite the fact that we are not the target market for this, I still find it really interesting. Apple is taking a very active and expensive role in the Super Bowl by sponsoring the halftime show. And I mean, that holy crap, that's got to be like the single most expensive
Yeah.
ad time on television anywhere.
It always is. Super Bowl ads are just crazy.
Yeah.
That's what people want. I mean, there's people who watch the game and just watch the commercials because they like watching all the crazy ads. Frito-Lay is always good with their Doritos commercials and all the other stuff that's been on over the years. Now they're doing like little teases. I think there was a they have like a what do they call those like surveys, or people come in and it's like a group session to review the ad and see what people think before they release it. Focus groups, that's it.
Focus groups,
And it
yep.
was all football players. That was the pre-ad. And then now there's going to be real ads that will actually be shown for Doritos in the on Super Bowl. So.
Yeah, and yeah, so ads for the Super Bowl are so crazy that you now get teasers for the commercials that you're going to see during the Super Bowl. And if you need a single point to look at for the decline of capitalism in the United States, I think it's teasers for commercials for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, there's been plenty of them, and then plus sometimes the ads leak and they end up on YouTube, and it's what a thing to do. It is kind of funny.
Yeah. What were we talking about? Oh, right. Apple and Vision Pro and the
And
Super
their
Bowl.
Kendrick Lamar and Apple Music.
Right. So, yeah, we can sit here and bag on this, and I think rightly so. But this is still a really smart business move for Apple because this gets Vision Pro and Apple Music in front of a lot of people. And then tying it
Get it
in with
done.
Kendrick Lamar tells a very large audience the music that you are interested in is already available on Apple Music. And although I think Apple could have a really compelling ad if they did an ad where someone's listening to Spotify, someone else is listening to Apple Music, and the Spotify person,
Yeah.
they're hearing just all of I don't want to call it the fake music, but the music that Spotify's paying for to inject in so that they're getting all the revenue from streaming music and not the actual artist stuff.
Right.
And then have the person who's listening to Apple Music, they get to listen to everything. And of course you need a clever ad agency to put it together so it's compelling. But yeah, there you go. The third is saying I'm a Mac versus PC vibes. Yes, do something
Exactly.
like that. And
Yeah.
yeah. Anyhow, Dave, I feel like we could probably just go on forever and ever.
Yeah, let's move on.
But considering there's a possibility that you could get pulled away again and everyone would be stuck with just me.
I'm okay so far. I'm good.
Well, I'm just going to move us on
Okay.
and point out to everyone that you've heard me reading stuff from the live chat that I mentioned. Well, here's how you get to it. You go to live.britishtechnetwork.com. And if you've been with us for a long time, but you haven't hopped onto that website yet, you'll be like, whoa, this looks different. And that's true. And it's because Patrice totally modernized our live stream and live chat system. And it's
Keep it
really
lazy.
slick now. Yeah, it's really cool. So you just go there and you can see the live stream and you're just automatically in the live chat. If you want to change your name so it's not like Objective Shirley or whatever random names are popping up like today, just click the purple button at the top and there's an option in there for changing your name so you can make it to whatever you want. Yeah. So anyhow, go there and you can watch us live and you can chat with us live. Like the third has been doing a lot today. You're super chatty and I love it.
You rock the third.
Yeah. And so you see the links for all of the articles that we've been talking about. When we do our cool things, you'll be able to see the links for those as well. And that's it. So you get to be part of the show real time. I totally get not everyone is here for the real time experience because your schedule just doesn't let you do it. Or maybe you have to build yourself up emotionally to be able to get through a show. Totally get it. You can still check out all of the comments from the live chat after the fact. So for that, you go to britishtechnetwork.com/chat and you'll see a calendar and click on the day for the show. So like today would be January 31st, 2025, and then you'll get that list of everything, all the comments. And like you'll even be able to see where the third is saying that they were keeping me company when Dave had to jump off, so I wouldn't feel all alone. And I appreciate that. I do feel loved. So anyhow, that's where you get to the chat after the fact, and there you go. So thanks, Patrice, for modernizing our system.
Yes, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a lot cooler now. And the fact that I can sit here and talk about it semi-intelligently, that tells you how much better it is.
Yes.
So, all right, Dave, why don't we do cool things and then we'll call it a show.
That's going to be a short and sweet one, but it's been a good show. Good some good talk here today.
Yeah.
Here is my cool thing, and I'm actually kind of taking it from our friend Marty Jensius. He talked about this on In Touch with iOS last night, and I'm going to tell everybody about it because even though I don't have it, I'm thinking about buying it. This is an AI rec voice recorder. It's made by a company called Plaud, Plaud. It's a note voice recorder. It's got a case. It actually attaches to the back of your iPhone using the MagSafe. And what it does is it has a controls with an app that you can do voice recording. It's got 64 gigs of memory and audio recording for lectures, meetings, and all that. And the nice thing is it's separate from your iPhone. And you do have additions as far as connections and being able to use it. It's Bluetooth, and it's really cool. It's about the size of a little wallet, but it attaches back into the back of the back to the iPhone, and it uses that. And now there is a starter plan because you would have to pay for transcription minutes, and you get looks like you get all kinds of good stuff. It's like you get like 300 minutes a month for transcriptions and summary minutes. But if you go with the pro plan, which is $79 a year or $13 a month, you get over 1200 minutes a month. And it gives you some cool things. It is unlimited cloud storage, which is nice when you're using the cloud. But with the starter plan, you only get 100 minutes a month. If you're not a really heavy user of doing transcriptions and recordings, then that might fit you. But if it's if you need more, yeah, you can always subscribe to it. So I think this is a neat little device. It's only about $160. I think it's pretty cool, and why not? It's available. Take care of it.
That is super cool. And giving you 300 minutes of transcription time, that's actually pretty generous.
Yeah, that's generous.
I think that's going to be enough for a lot of people. But yeah, this looks super cool. And I liked when Marty was showing it off. So yeah, that's cool. All right, so then my cool thing, I found this really great medicine for cats for eliminating hairballs that I'm going to start taking. Actually, no, I have a different one. But I did actually find the hairball thing and put a link into the chat. So here's my thing. And if I can reach far enough, hold on, I think I can actually get at it. Yeah, here we go. It's a selfie stick that I got a while ago,
I have that.
and it's okay, so small enough that well, you still could hurt someone with this, but it'll fit in pretty much any bag and not take up too much space. It has a remote control on it that is removable, so you can control your camera shutter separately. And that's important because, hold on. Do,
Have a
do, do, do.
tripod too.
It's a tripod too, and I am trying to get the legs to. Oh, there we go.
There's a notch.
Yeah, there was a notch there. So there you go. So now you have a tripod. And this the arm on this, or the neck, is, I don't know. I guess this whole thing, when it's extended and the tripod is out, it's about 1 meter long. With the tripod set up, having the remote is really nice because then you can set this up and do your selfies with the camera without having to actually touch the camera too. And so I've taken this to a couple conferences and just used it a few other times as well. And I found that the tripod part is surprisingly useful. I didn't think I'd use it that much, but there you go. Third says it looks like a weapon. Okay, here's the funny thing. When I bought this initially, when I was looking at the different sizes, I thought, oh, there's one where the arm sticks out 51 inches. That'll be perfect. And it shows up, and it's like I had bought a lightsaber or a club that I could beat someone unconscious with. And it was so big that it was just impractical. So I had to send it back and get the smaller one, which yes, still looks like a weapon. I think I could hurt someone with this.
Looks like you could.
Anyhow, so it's typically about $25 for this, but Amazon has it right now for $22.09, so
You could.
15% off. And it's been a solid and reliable selfie stick for me.
You can't beat it. No pun
No.
intended.
It's nice. And hold on, let's see if in the description if it says how long this the length on this one is. How funny. No, why does it not actually say? Oh, 31.3 inches.
Bad.
And well, they have oh my God. Okay, so I'm looking at the comparison chart that Amazon puts in. Compare this to other selfie sticks. So this one is 31.3 inches. The one right next to it, which is actually the same one, it looks like. Maximum height, 31 feet. Then the next one beside that, maximum height, 28 centimeters. Then the one right after that, which looks like it's also the same thing, 227 centimeters. So I have absolutely no idea how tall any of these actually are, but I think 31.3 inches Sounds right for this one. All right. So, with that, I believe it is time for us to wrap up, Dave.
Yeah.
So, thank you for joining in today.
Yes. Glad to have been here. Not I appreciate people's patience as I had to jump off here a moment, but that was a good show.
Well, I think the patience is more with everyone having to put up with me while you were gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can find me at In Touch with iOS at intouchwithios.com. I'm on my YouTube channel, which is at youtube.com/intouchwithios. Here on Fridays most of the time, and I'm on Mac Voices Live on Tuesday nights with Jeff and I and Chuck Joyner. You can find me on the socials at DaveG65 on Blue Sky Mastodon.
Awesome. Dave, thanks for showing up.
Yeah,
And
thanks.
thank you for making this fit with your schedule, knowing how busy you are. Like, you even had to disappear for part of the show. That's how
I
busy
did.
you are.
Yeah.
So I totally get how much of a commitment it is for
It
you to
is.
even be able to show up. So thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So for me, Jay Gamut on the various socials. I'm active right now on Mastodon, getting better at Blue Sky, and I am working on transitioning myself away from Instagram into PixelFed. So I'm on pixelfed.social now too. Then for shows, this is going to sound really familiar because Dave just rattled off a lot of this. Tuesdays on Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices Live. Also, I'm very proud of myself because I didn't screw up who has which show right off the bat. Unlike last night on In Touch with iOS, which is Dave's show, I also screwed it up at Mac Stock on stage.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. Anyhow, okay, so Dave's show as well, In Touch with iOS. Then here on Thursdays on the Big Show, Fridays on the Mac Show. Then Brian Chaffin and I do The Context Machine, and Patrice Brendamore and I do In Touch. No, we don't. See, I still screwed it up somehow. Patrice and I do Retro Rewatch, not In Touch with iOS. Retro Rewatch. Oh my God. I should just make a chart. No, what I should do is pre-record it so I know I've got it right, and then just splice it into shows. I'd say I'm going to get by in life on my looks, but well, you know. Anyhow, so Dave, thank you again for being here.
You're welcome.
And just making my Friday morning absolutely delightful. It's
Sure.
always a treat to get to spend time with you. And everyone that's watching, listening live, participating in the live chat, first, thank you for putting up with me. I cannot believe that you stuck around while I was sitting here just flying solo. So thank you for your bravery. And everyone that watches, listens to the shows later, thank you for being part of this as well. I mean, at least all of you had the opportunity to fast forward through solo Jeff if you needed to. Yeah. Anyhow, thank you to all of you. Also a shout out to Patrice for
Yes.
modernizing our live stream and live chat system. That
He's
was super
amazing.
cool. So thank you for that. Hey, Ewan, thank you for being you. Muller, thank you for making sure we have people for shows. And everyone, be sure and join us next Thursday for the big show. Then come back again on Friday for the Mac show. And all of you, have an awesome weekend.
See ya.